May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for June 8th, 2019. And today I'll be discussing a Cosmic Love compendium, three articles since my last show, blogs that I have up with videos, articles, links. And this is three articles that are going into what I consider the high state. You know, I'm trying to take the high road here. With a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of the evolution, revolution, revelations, you know, higher consciousness, you know, more light and love, easier and faster. Plenty of heavy stuff going on in the world, geopolitics. Sometimes I focus more on that, but, you know, I thought today I would focus more on the solutions and, you know, cosmic love solutions, you know, holistic, systemic, high road. And these three articles I've got today, I'm going to just give it a brief intro to them, then I'm going to go into them. But after the brief intro, I'll give a little bit of the cosmic weather, what's going on in the collective consciousness, you know, the unified field, quantum field, as far as the bioenergetics of the planet, because that's the context that I try to trend fit my articles around. And the reason I'm taking the high road here without going so much into the problem state is because there is so much cognitive dissonance and just warring in the members of the collective consciousness. I mean, there's just, it's extreme right, extreme left, and divide and conquer stuff going on. But I've tuned into the astrology psychology, and it's a time, and it's a time to focus on more of the high state, the solution that makes the deep state, you might say, obsolete. So these three articles I'm going to go into. The first one is the previous article that I did here about a week ago is called the Love Code Introduction. And when I say that, it's kind of a holistic orientation to the cosmic love law language, universal law language, frames of reference for the first principles of cosmic law. And the keynote of this first article is that man can harness computers, can harness rockets and artificial intelligence, but when he can harness his mind with the power of love, then the soul of business becomes busy with soul evolution. The meek and humble will mediate mankind as kind men, and for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. The current article I just finished is called Co-Creation, a 5D Primer. A lot of people are wondering what this fifth dimension 5D consciousness thing is. So I go into this in terms like a primer, for understanding and initiating gifts of the Holy Spirit, because that's really what comes out of 5D. And then there's a bonus article. If I have time, I'm going to get into it. It's some of my own revelations, you might say, at the backstory from when I was initiated on the path to, you know, the mysteries of God to global telecom and global telecommunications and the vision of telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, you know, the TLC dimension of global holistic healing in all our social, political, and economic institutions. I mean, somebody had to do it. I can't think of anything better to do, so that's my backstory, and I'm sticking to it. So if I have a chance, I'll get to that. I'm going to go into the cosmic weather now, the cosmic astrology. And believe me, this last week, last couple of weeks, actually, there have been certain aspects that are geometrizing, you might say, focusing energies bioenergetically in the collective unconscious, you might say, the quantum field that we're all accessing, and I'm going to be going into that somewhat in one of these articles here regarding the Akashic Records, you might say the mind of God or the book of life, the collective conscience of, all that is. There's a record of it, and there's we all access it in different ways with our filters, you might say, which, our brain filters or your consciousness filters, our habit of filtering or channeling source, the source field, the Akashic Records, the collective mind of God, of universe. So, again, this is a stretch for some people, but for those who listen to Cosmic Love on a regular basis, we're talking meat and potatoes. Meat and potatoes as far as, food for thought in terms of the, again, the high road, the high state, the high state that makes the deep state obsolete, getting past the past and into a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of higher consciousness, more light and love, easier and faster. So, as far as the astrology psychology the last couple of weeks, I'm not going to dwell on this a lot, but it is quite amazing. Right now, the moon has gone into Virgo, which it makes it possible to get more into the details. It's just gone into Virgo. It's in the first degree. And the other aspects with that, again, the moon is regarding more of the emotional body, energy, and motion, and it is more... It's in an earth sign, Virgo, and it's grounding, you might say, some of the higher spiritual principles and energies that are being focused with the different geometries that are whose focus is Neptune in Pisces. Now, Neptune is exalted in Pisces, which is the deepest of all mystical spiritual energies, and Neptune is, you might say, the archetype of it, of these energies. It's the higher octave of Venus. Venus, being more the physical love, beauty, harmony, and Neptune being the higher octave of it. For people that are not attuned to that higher vibration, Neptune can be illusion and delusion because it's just too deep and mystical, and it, people can get... who are in 3D consciousness and aren't relating to a higher 5D perspective, Pisces, Neptune in Pisces can be just too dreamy, too amorphous, too illusionary. It's just not real. And so we're talking about with Moon in, right now in Virgo, an Earth sign, the details... you can get into more of the analysis of these things, and I'm going to be going into it today. And I'm referencing today this astrology psychology because there's been a real strong focus of this higher spiritual energies. This Neptune in Pisces has been going on for 2 weeks. And one of the aspects that's been going on really strong is a relationship between the last 2 weeks has been the Sun and Jupiter. They're actually in opposition, but this opposition between Jupiter and Sagittarius and the Sun in Gemini, which has been, the Gemini mind is very, it's air, and it can be very versatile and many things at once. And since the new moon in Gemini, which is the last show, my mind has just been an overdrive. And personally, I have Gemini rising, and I'm in my third Saturn return, so that Gemini rising influence is stronger in my psychology, astrology. And so I'm seeing this, understanding this, and realizing that the show material today will best be trend-fitted with this understanding of this relationship of aspects, this geometry of aspects, in this case a T-square between the Sun and Jupiter, that is resolved, you might say, by the focus of that T-square. Both this Sun-Jupiter opposition are square to Neptune and Pisces. So it's like it's the resolution of the opposition through this higher octave of Venus, this Neptune in Pisces energy, which can be, again, a good time to focus on solutions as far as a higher understanding of love, of divine love, God love, source, relationship with source, which, again, is an abstract to a lot of people and can is an illusory concept to some people, but as people are more attuned to their higher self, their real self, their Christ self, their you might say, their I Am presence, and then they have more an affinity for this understanding of these higher energies of divine love. So I'll be going into that. I'm also going to reference that not only is there this T-square going on, it's been going on the last couple of weeks, but there's also it's called a talent triangle focus. In this case, it's a focus between Venus, again, a focus of love, harmony, and beauty, which is an Earth sign, and its trine, Saturn and Pluto, in another Earth sign, which is Capricorn. And so you've got a very strong harmonic correspondence in the Earth signs. You might say a grounding of love and beauty, I mean, in the sense that this triangle, both the Venus and Saturn, Pluto trine, both of them are sextile, again, Neptune in Pisces. So there's this focus of energies, this resolution of energies. And, of course, with the trine, it's more of a harmonic resolution that's focusing in this higher spiritual octave of Venus, which is Neptune in Pisces. So, again, this is one of the reasons I'm trying to take the high road today, the articles I'm going to be going into. I was also going to mention there's one other aspect going on today with the moon being trine Uranus. Uranus is in an Earth sign, Taurus. So there's a grounding of the energies of Uranus, which is can be a very revolutionary or, you might say, enlightening, with flashes of enlightenment. It's like a grounding of that in Taurus, this energy of Uranus and Taurus. Can be a very inspirational and insightful aspect. And being trine the moon in Virgo, there's like this harmonic blending of Earth signs with the energy and motion of, you know, the emotion with the moon with this Uranus. So you've got a blending of energies of, you might say, inspiration. And that are, again, they're both sextile to Mercury, in this case, with in Cancer. Now, I don't know if you can visualize this, but you've got a trine between Uranus and the moon, both Earth signs, you know, Virgo and Taurus, and they're both sextile Mercury in Cancer, which is another water sign, like Neptune in Pisces. So I'm going into this a little bit just to reference. Every once in a while I go more into the astrology, psychology, you know, the cosmic weather for understanding. There are, you know, we're in the universe and the universe is in us. You know, the quantum field, quantum reality, quantum science is like a real thing. You know, I think they'll someday call the Aquarian Age the quantum age because we're dealing with energies. You know, all there is energy and we're living in an ocean a vibrational actuality that we subjugate as reality. We're in a fields within fields within fields of energy. And there are cosmic laws, universal laws regarding, you know, the energies of universe, you know, the fractal order of the holographic universe. It's all geometry. And there's aspects, geometric aspects whereby energy coalesces and manifests in the quantum field, resonates in our consciousness and our filters for source, our, you know, the way we channel all that is real, all that, you know, is part of the, you know, the mind of God, the collective consciousness. It's influenced subtly, very subtly. It's like homeopathy. It works very subtly, but I've worked with homeopathy, you know, for 45 years, and I raised my kids with a homeopathic home kit, and I studied with leading homeopaths, and I worked with homeopathy, I worked with quantum science, I worked with quantum astrology, psychology, and there's a method to the madness. There are, you know, God has methods, and the method of God is G-O-D, geometric ordered divinity, the geometry of divinity or geometric ordered divinity. There is, you know, in the beginning God geometrized, that's ancient Hermetic wisdom, and in the end we become what we geometrize. You know, you might say the frames of reference whereby we access source, you know, our I am presence, our higher self, our real self, our Christ self, you know, how we... basically, the frame of reference whereby, you know, we know the world. So, anyway, that's some of the astrology psychology going on. I thought I'd go into that a little bit more today, and now I'm going to go into a little bit of an understanding of the context of the cosmic weather in terms of what's going on with, you might say, the energies of America, the energies of the Earth. We're seeing a parallel, you might say globally, with what happened in the United States back at the time of the American Revolution. Now, I've talked about this in previous shows. This is a long-term pattern. We've been seeing this over the last several years. There's almost an exact parallel what's going on, you might say, the global revolution in higher consciousness that is, when I say parallel, you know, issues like freedom of speech that were huge back at the time of the American Revolution, freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government. You remember the revolution was to ensure that those freedoms survived and thrived, you know, that they merged, you know, with the Constitution, with the Bill of Rights. That was... you know, after the 13 years from the Declaration of Independence to the Constitution. So we're in, you might say, this era where there is a global revolution going on in higher consciousness that was sparked by the Internet, you know, the instant everywhere interactive global village with the Internet, whereby people worldwide have awakened to what is really going on in the world. And what has happened, this has exposed, you might say, the big lie of big government and all these forces of monopoly that have, in, you know, monopoly capitalism that is inverted, subverted, and perverted, you might say, true capitalism. When I say true capitalism, what we're seeing is a inversion of that globally, where giant corporations have more moneyed power than most nations of the world, and they're throwing their weight around, and they want to maintain their monopolies, whether we're talking about big oil versus free energy technology, or we're talking about internet interactive media versus the one-way centralized programming media of you know, big media, and we got big tech, big technology, like Google and Facebook, who, in the case of Google, they no longer have the motto, you know, do no evil. That used to be their motto. They removed that because they're censoring, and this is an issue I'm not going to go into today that much. But what I'm saying on this is the understory, you know, of the deep state issue that with the global revolution towards a high state, this is something we're going to be seeing going on over the years. So I thought I'd take a respite from that today and go more into the positive stuff. So the first article I'm going to be talking about that I mentioned is, you know, this love code introduction. And the way I go into it, I begin by saying, you are the masterpiece you've waited for. I mean, this is the time when all can shine. This is no time to bitch and whine. I've always said it wouldn't be easy, and I've shown you I'm not sleazy. So give me a break. It's getting late, and your mastery is easy peasy when you know how. I mean, it's like learning to use a smartphone. It's easy when you know how, but hard when you don't. So this article, I'm going to go through rather quickly so I can get to the other two, is features. And I'll be, those who are wanting to follow along with this, who are, can open another window on their computer, if you have a computer and can do that, you can go to the archive of websites, and this has just been posted up there at the 2019 Global Revolution link that is off the HeartCom Network website up there at the top, the 2019 Global Revolution. And this is the article called You Are the Masterpiece You've Waited For, and it features the Lost Code and the Hero Archetype, the Greatest Power in the Universe, the Master's Key to Wise Dominion, the Holy Spirit of Love and Action, and the Vision, Virtue, Valor, and Victory. Now, this was written back on June 3rd, since the last show, when the new moon was in Gemini. And like I say, I've been on a tear since then. Gemini, you know, is, and like I say, a critical part of my own consciousness, the Gemini mind, ideally the Gemini mind of God, geometrically ordered divinity. That's the way I understand it in terms of the order of the universe, and trying to represent as much of that as possible in these narratives. So I begin by, you know, going into this understanding with a graphic, a GIF graphic of this little girl who's so excited, you know, and she just, the energy that's coming off of her, because mastery has joy and enthusiasm, and that spirit of joy and enthusiasm really is like on the path of mastery. That's where it begins. And the point here is that when you love people and have the desire to make a profound positive impact upon the world, then your mastery lives and your masterpiece becomes your life. And so it is for initiates on the path of self-mastery. So you know you are on the path of self-mastery when you experience such extraordinary synchronicities that you know a higher power is at work on Earth as in the universe at large. And if you read many articles about 5D consciousness and what's going on, the big shift globally to, you know, a 5D energy is in fifth dimensional, you know, higher dimensional, a high state of consciousness, you'll hear a lot about one of the what they call ascension symptoms is you start having extraordinary synchronicities. In other words, you know, there'll be things that happen that are so beyond coincidence that you just know that there's some kind of higher power at work. Whether you say it's your guardian angels, or you know, your higher Christ self, or your inspiration from on high, or however you frame it, you know that there is a God, and God is love, etc. You know, the higher your concept of God, love, you know, source, the better results. Another way of saying this is that the higher your insight, you know, the love code, the better your outlook with a high state of common sense. And when I say that, I'm referring to the law of one, sometimes called atonement or at-one-ment. So the theme here is look to see, know to be, geometrically ordered divinity. You know, God has methods, the law of the angles that frames the language of angels. You know, the angels of our better nature, heart coherence. So this is the alpha to omega of the cosmic dance, the divine masculine and the divine feminine. You know, it's the affirmation I am that inspires confirmation I can, and determination I will, which forges integration I do. and the hearts and minds are thus balanced and synergized with spirit that matters for coherent congruence in all dimensions of universal love. Now, when I'm talking about universal cosmic love, I'm talking about, you know, the geometric frames of reference with the circle, triangle, squares, you know, the linear, nonlinear, the Trinity, the view plan, looking down on the pyramid of self and civilization. And we're talking about an integration of the first principles, you know, the love code, the first principles of universal law language, you know, the law of the one, the circle of wholeness, you know, which is in all the love glyphs, you know, the graphics, the archetypes in this love model. The L has a circle in the middle. There's then the O, which is the big circle. And then there's the V, which is like thesis, antithesis, synthesis, you know, the L, the O, and the way they creates new synthesis. And then, of course, the E, which is a graphic of the square with the cross through the middle, and the circle, the capstone, in the center. So we're talking about the law of the one, the law of the two-in-one for co-creation, you know, polarity, not duality, the law of the three-in-one, which is sometimes referred to as the Holy Trinity, you know, power, wisdom, and love, God power, God wisdom, God love, the law of the four-in-one, the capstone, the creative ascent process. And this currency of conscience, or conscience currency for the next economy, is dedicated to the one I love, to the one I, you know, God vision, you know, of love. This song is dedicated to the one I love. So seize the vision of the high ground, you know, this God vision, this concept of, you know, unity consciousness, singular, you know, that I be single, the whole body will be full of light, kind of a thing. So whether you know it or like it or not, again, we are in the universe, and the universe, kingdom of heaven or source field, is within us. It's written in our inward parts. As I referenced before, in the beginning, this is Hermetic, ancient Hermetic wisdom. In the beginning, God geometrized. So these pure geometry thought forms of the love code provide a universal frame of reference for personal and global interaction with the whole, holistic, and the Holy Spirit of love and action at the heart of a universal interface for all sovereign netizens of Earth. Now, this universal interface, heartware, you know, Web 3.0 cyber ethics, those who followed along with the 2019 global revolution from the beginning of the year are well aware that that model of a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction in social networks, you know, culturing social conscience and social networks, that's the solution that I've been framing, referencing, you know, basically greasing the skids for understanding. And it's the blueprint for personal and planetary ascension that is simple abundance with 5D love in abundance, you know, as people become more conscious of how they are conscious with the laws and language of consciousness, the language of light of consciousness as consciousness, we're seeing a golden rule law language standard emerging. I mean, old records of ego effluvia are purging, and the more information we have, the greater is the need to get it all in order of a high order. So getting, you know, the more information we have, again, the greater is the need to get it all in order of a high order with frames of reference that are truly universal for universalizing knowledge power with wisdom. So I reference here, consider the inner archetype of the hero with a thousand faces. This is a book by Joseph Campbell. Quite well known, The Hero with a Thousand Faces. Joseph Campbell is a contemporary of Carl Jung, modern psychology. And he gets into this understanding of the hero archetype. And it's good to remember that the real superheroes are aware of their soul contracts to fulfill their highest and best service to Earth in the image of the God Code, geometric order of divinity, and the language of the angels of coherence, or better nature, the frequency of love code, you know, the frequency as in frequency, with an interactive interface for interactive love in action. How this works and what that looks like, you know, there's links to go in depth on this. I'm just giving an overview. You can go as deep, you can dive as deep as you want in this with the links I provided in the copy. And again, this will be in the show notes. The podcast will be out in a couple of days. I'm giving this live. Some people, again, who listen to the show will pull up, you know, the archives of the show material I'm talking about live. But then when they get the podcast comes out, they can see in the show notes specifically what links I'm referring to. So we're talking about the manifestation of God love in form and frequency, as in frequently. And this is the process known universally as co-creation with Creator. So I'm going into a quote now regarding this co-creation with Creator, and this is a message from Matthew, who I've listened to, and I've had Susanna Ward on the radio show in years previous, and she is a messenger for her son Matthew, who basically dictates from higher octaves. And in this message from Matthew for May 29th, here just about a week ago, Matthew says, and he goes into, and he was referencing what Jesus is saying about Christ at energy from the higher octaves, and that the message from Jesus was that Christ at energy is the name some have given, and this is a quote, Christ at energy is the name some have given the essence of the realm closest to Creator, where souls come into existence when Creator's infinite, eternal, unconditional love was expressed as light. And this light's vibrations, the ultimate power in all of creation, is Creator creation itself, in which everything that exists throughout the cosmos has its beginning. Christ is oneness with God. It matters not what you call the supreme being of this universe. There is no separation of souls from this being or one from another. The powerful energy of Christ consciousness is throughout this universe. Well, that's a pretty amazing statement. I'm going to basically build on that as I go into this a little bit, but I kind of quipped here at this point. This quote, and I kind of made this up, quote, Christhood is what Christhood does. This is by the, and I said, the ascended Forrest Gumption. In other words, Forrest Gump said, you know, stupid is what stupid does. Well, I'm just kind of making a funny here, you know, that the ascended Forrest Gumption, you know, Forrest Gump ascended, he'd be the ascended Forrest Gumption, would say that Christhood is what Christhood does. So that the higher, the pure intention of God, love, divine love, with focused attention and retention for ascension, the greater the results as an authentic cultural creator, a hero in your own right. So this understanding of creation and creator, and again, the hero with a thousand faces. The initiation of the hero is always and always a huge test of fearless faith in this power of love code. So the power of love, which is like a combination of the blue power and the pink love for the creative, you might say the violet of the Holy Spirit, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you know, you might say follow from the Power of Love Code. And I provide a link on that and an article on this whole understanding of Ho'oponopono, you know, the Hawaiian method of the ancient kahuna, and how to heal remotely, remote healing with the power of love. It goes into that. Some of those who have read that link before, I've used it many times over the years. I mean, it is one of the keys to the kingdom consciousness of divine love that you can really get a good frame of reference from with that link. And it helps to affirm one's faith as intention, attention and retention of love for ascension in the fifth dimension of holistic comprehension beyond reprehension. You might say innocence as inner sense. So this is the love code, and a teaser I provide here. You know, the L is like the pure intention, the heart of love. The O is like focuses attention in the mind of God, geometrically ordered divinity. V is like for love, synergy of the Trinity. In the E, the four-in-one portal, the fifth dimension for conscientious common sense. And I provide a graphic model of that with links in the copy. You can go to each of those links for the L-O-V-E regarding an understanding of the love code. So this is this first article I'm going into is the love code introduction. And in summary, there are some holistic characteristics of this global 5D shift. You might say the 5D cosmic love shift from linear 3D, you know, the L linear to nonlinear 5D, you know, the O, spherical consciousness, from patriarchal values of ownership and control to matriarchal virtues of cooperative caring, you know, from materialistic love of moneyed power as pits the powerful against the weak to the more spiritual power of love, as I referenced, whereby the meek inherit the earth and conscientious love, cosmic love, rules. And we're also talking about from V, the synergy in the Trinity, you know, balance, co-creation of the left and right hemispheres of the brain and the left and right hemispheres of Earth. References a win-win that transcends win-lose as a highly decentralized net reality globally eclipses the highly centralized big media mass programming. And this is from the V to the, again, the E, the archetype of the E, which is the square, again, cross through the middle and the circle in the center, referencing the capstone, the holistic key to integrity. So integration of the love keys is the creative ascent process for capstone conscience, you know, the creative ascent process, CAP, for the capstone, with vision for telecom. Now, links are provided there, a whole thing on this, the vision of universal law language as a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction, culturing social conscience and social networks. You can click on that. And the link on the telecom link regarding telecommunications, global telecommunications and social networks and what that looks like and how that works. And those two links regarding the holistic integration of all the keys to integrity are in those links. So you're talking about the love code is a process for culturing 5D, fifth dimensional consciousness. And again, we're talking about, you know, compared to what? Well, we're moving, it's like a, it's a process from dominance by left brain, linear, logical, letter of the law, you might say legislative powers, to balance with right brain, nonlinear policies, to balance with right brain, nonlinear, intuitive spirit of the law, telecommunications, mediation. And you might say it's again, a process of evolution from Western-dominant patriarchal policies that bullies the world with military terrorism, to balance with Eastern Hemisphere values that are more holistic and social oriented. Or you might say it's a shift from personalized holistic healing beginning with free online global telecare, and that concept of what free online global telecare will look like. Some are familiar with that link, article, concept from previous shows and blogs. And we're shifting from that to more of a public social holistic healing that begins with a universal interface for global telecommunications. So, again, I can go into more analogies here from Web 2.0 platforms like Facebook and LinkedIn to Web 3.0 platforms for mass-to-mass interaction in social networks. And this is, again, the future that's trending in this direction. Technology is there to fulfill it. The only reason it hasn't happened yet because deeply entrenched special interests that don't want change from the status quo. So civilization can only handle so much change so fast, but it helps to have a vision of where it's going and how to get there so we can have a better sense of the solution in terms of how it's all in divine order and it's all in process. You know, this is where we're going. So as the veil thins and 5D conscience wins, that which is good for one is good for all, and the best way to float all boats higher is to raise the standard of universal love heartware as an interactive interface for culturing conscience in our personal and planetary social network communities with conscientious common sense. Now, I kind of do a spoof here, and I say, this is why I'm running for president of us as the United Sovereigns of Earth. Someone had to do it. And my platform for us is simply more TLC, you know, as in number one, alpha infrastructure with global telecom for upgrade of 5 core Internet freedoms, link there that goes into that more detail. Omega, so that's from alpha infrastructure. Omega compassion, you know, global telecare for free online universal health care for all. Number three is the synergy of telecom and telecare, which is like brother and sister, the alpha and omega, telecom and telecare, will culture teleconscience of a 5D nature. And telecommerce, number four, will evolve with secure blockchain. You know, the cryptocurrency blockchains will define the next economy with cyber ethics. And there's a link there again on cyber ethics, what that looks like, how that works. So I'm going to wax philosophical here with a quote from Thomas Jefferson, and it again goes back to the co-creation thing with Creator. And Thomas Jefferson said back in 1781, can one generation bind another and all others in succession forever? I think not. The Creator has made the earth for the living, not the dead. A generation may bind itself as long as its majority continues in life, and when that has disappeared, another majority is in place, holding all the powers their predecessors once held, and may change their laws and institutions to suit themselves. Nothing then is unchangeable but the inherent and inalienable rights of man. So co-creation, the rules, you might say, are evolving, they're maturing. This understanding of private rights, you know, the L in the public sphere, the O, cooperating, the V, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, private rights in the public sphere, synergistically, the E, the whole that's greater than the sum of the parts. So be the master you want to see with geometric order divinity. Conceive and believe and achieve the love code. Love is the key. This cosmic love is the key to our self-correcting self-mastery with self-healing and self-elevation, you know, as in salvation, a self-fulfilling prophecy. So claim the victory of love to be the master key for more love in your life. Sovereignty is what love does, establishing the Aquarian Foundation. So I wanted to get through that a little faster than I did and go into co-creation, a 5D primer. This is the one I just published today, and I begin by saying that we're talking about initiating gifts of the Holy Spirit. And, of course, this is needed now like never before. The world is in an epic test for souls of conscience. And that struggle is reaching a climax. So, again, I referenced, beginning with this understanding of the love code introduction that I just went through, I go into, consider that the high state of co-creation globally is the end of deep state tyranny. And those who sense that their sole contract is service to humanity will naturally want to utilize the love code that I've just referenced to navigate the ultimate frontier, inner space, and to mediate the madness of warring media for the hearts and minds of all netizens. And we're seeing that, folks. I mean, you know, the mainstream media and big tech are censoring as never before conservative voices. You might say the Christian right, the alt-right. They're conservative. They're censoring truth tellers. So I reference here a quote by Thomas Paine from Common Sense that sparked the American Revolution back in 1776, and he says that such is the irresistible nature of truth that all it asks and all it wants is the liberty of appearing. So the whole truth is a 5D co-creation process. Does not compute for those who are seriously stuck in negativity in the 3D matrix. It's like throwing pearls to swine, or it's like, you know, it's like barking up the wrong tree, because the 3D matrix, by definition, is, you know, we're talking about red pill versus blue pill. The 3D matrix is compartmentalized thinking. It's fragmented, and 5D consciousness is the type of common sense of spherical spiritual integration, you know, the whole that's greater than the sum of the parts. So I sometimes refer to being stuck in negativity in the 3D matrix as S-I-N, or sin, stuck in negativity. And if you're reading this or listening to this, you know, or reading the copy or the narrative, you're at least partial 5D, with some more so 5D and others not so much. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to the show, or you wouldn't be reading this. So I'll take this time. Time's like 4D. It's the 4D bridge. Let's, you know, make time to explain 5D and a universal interface to fulfill it for all who can think for themselves. So I'm going to be going into this, and I'm going to try and get through this a little faster here. Basically, we're talking about this is a 5D primer for initiating gifts of the Holy Spirit. And it begins by comprehending the first law of correspondence between heart coherence and Holy Spirit. There's no mind congruence of a high state 5D nature without heart coherence. Heart coherence is actually golden ratio algorithm of the heart frequency when it's in a state of holy compassion and joy, which is a frequency of, you know, of enlightenment, basically. It's actually a frequency that's all throughout cosmos. It's understood with astrology as trines and sextiles. It's like a harmonic in the fabric of the universe, the holographic universe. The coherence factor, and there's a website with the link on heart coherence so you can read about it, but it is a frequency in the fabric of space-time, which is like the glue that holds the universe together. And again, there's a science to this. Heart coherence, it's the heart rhythm, it's like our heartbeat. When it's coherent, then the mind can become congruent with this frequency, which is the first gift of the Holy Spirit for discernment with atonement or atonement, whereby all the other gifts of the Holy Spirit naturally flow. And again, note how the spherical conscience, you know, the 5D references the circle of wholeness that's in all the archetypes of the love code. The L-O-V-E all have circles in them. Some are smaller, some are larger. Some are referencing synthesis, like thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Another is referencing the capstone to the four sides of pyramid and self and civilization, you know, the archetypes of Jung, archetypes of wholeness, etc. So once you understand that 3D has the personal and collective deep state of the egoic matrix, you know, the lockstep linear left brain letter of the law, and once you comprehend 4D as one's unique archetypal frame of reference for perception of time, and there's a whole link website, I go into that on Jungian psychology regarding the different archetypal ways that we all perceive time, and that's fascinating to people that haven't seen that. Again, this will be in this copy on the 5D primer that you can look up on the show notes or on the link I provided at 2019 Global Revolution. Once you understand this, this 3D, 3D and 4D, you might say, bridge to higher consciousness, then it's easier to wrap your heart and head around this 5D thing as a personal and collective high state of nonlinear spherical spirit of the law with intuitive knowing that is out of the box of 3D compartmentalized thinking. So if you can follow this as I'm talking about it without reading the copy, when you read the copy, you can anchor it and go to links and basically get a better grasp of the frames of reference with these geometric thought forms I'm referring to. So I'm coming down the home stretch, and I've just got a few minutes left. I did want to reference this next paragraph regarding the initiation of consciousness with this understanding of the 5D creative ascent process for capstone consciousness. And that initiates, those who are, you might say, initiates of this 5D understanding of 5D consciousness, will appreciate how modern parapsychology has shown that consciousness is not in the brain. It's one's habit of filtering or channeling the quantum field, sometimes referred to as the source field. And this is a huge mind-blowing revelation that explains ESP as effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it. And this is what's behind ESP and remote viewing and the reading of Akashic records, as is self-evident in Edgar Cayce readings. And I provide a link on the Edgar Cayce readings that demonstrate what I'm talking about. It's not that long of a piece. It's just a short read, but it's from a book on the subject, and you can actually go to it. It's Edgar Cayce on the Akashic Record, you know, the Book of Life by Kevin Tadeshi. And you can go to that and read that link and get more of an understanding of what's going on here, because those who have studied NDEs, near-death experiences, are well aware that souls have life beyond the body. And I've interviewed different authors over the years on near-death experiences. And one thing is very common to people that have studied this subject is the understanding of the soul. And that, again, the souls have a life beyond the body. And people die, and their souls go on, and then they're resuscitated. They come back, and they have all these experiences. Their souls share all these experiences that they go through outside the body. So, I love the quote by C.S. Lewis where he says, "You don't have a soul; you are a soul. You have a body." So, the soul is here for experience, to learn, for evolutionary ascent in a process of eternal progression. And soul soaring is liberation from egoic illusion and materialistic disconnect from the spirit that matters for conscientious 5D common sense. Again, this 5D common sense is uncommon, and the most powerful special interests in the world have a vested interest in keeping it that way. because, 5D, 5D cuts through the sense of separation and suffering from that sense of separation. And so this spirit that matters is more about attitude than aptitude for achieving a higher altitude, soaring on thermals of grace rather than grounded eating bugs of begrudge. So, one of my favorite quotes by Christine Page, MD. She says that it is the ego that maintains the separation, the soul that knows better, and the divinity that calls us home. So practical visionaries, cultural creatives, and servant leaders focus on solutions. Pure intention focuses attention to make you part of the solution, love retention for ascension, rather than part of the problem. So what you think about, you bring about. Being stuck in negativity, sin is like praying for what you don't want because energy flows where your attention goes. So an unabashed problem without a compelling solution just creates cognitive dissonance, dis-ease, and demoralization. It's a downer. So go big on solutions. I mean, little minds won't like it, but the high state sure beats the deep state victim-dictum alternative. I mean, some will get it, some won't. So what? Next. Mankind has free will in their heart of hearts, so anything is possible. It's only by the grace of cosmic love and action that heart-coherent Holy Spirit resonates in the fabric of one's being as it does in the fractal order of the holographic universe. And that link on the fractal order of the holographic universe is a whole bunch of videos and articles that'll take you to a whole different understanding of the universe and how it's all connected. So I'm going to have to do a wrap. I'm not getting to this third part. I wanted to. You can read about it, my own revelations backstory, the link I provide there. Some will find that interesting where I'm coming from. I thought I'd leave that to last in case I didn't get to it, so I wouldn't be telling my story if I wasn't supposed to. If you want to get into that, you can. And it's where I've come from to do all this stuff. Why I'm the host of Cosmic Love. The deal I made with God when I was 15 years old and when they were going to amputate my foot. I heard them talking behind the screen. And I basically just made a compact with God. You saved my leg. There's not anything I won't do for you. And next thing I knew, I woke up the next morning. My ankle was a lot of pain. I went through some changes there. But you can read about that if you want. And thanks for listening to the show today, folks. Catch you in a couple weeks. Happy trails till we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.